2. Richard Tozier takes a powder. Rich felt like he was doing pretty good, until the vomiting started. He had listened to everything Mike Hanlon told him, said all the right things, answered Mike's questions, even asked a few of his own. He was vaguely aware that he was doing one of his voices, not a strange and outrageous one, like those he sometimes did on the radio. Kinky Briefcase, Sexual Accountant, was his own personal favorite, at least for the time being. And positive listener response on Kinky was almost as high as for his listener's all-time favorite, Colonel Buford Kiss Drivel. But a warm, rich, confident voice. An I'm all right voice. It sounded great, but it was a lie. Just like all the other voices were lies. How much do you remember, Rich? Mike asked him. Very little, Rich said, and then paused. Enough, I suppose. Will you come? I'll come, Rich said, and hung up. He sat in his study for a moment, leaning back in the chair behind his desk, looking out at the Pacific Ocean. A couple of kids were down on the left, horsing around on their surfboards, not really riding them. There wasn't much surf to ride. The clock on the desk, an expensive LED quartz that had been a gift from a record company rep, said that it was 5:09 p.m. on May 28, 1985. It would, of course, be 3 hours later where Mike was calling from. Dark already. He felt a prickle of goose flesh at that, and he began to move, to do things. First, of course, he put on a record. Not hunting, just grabbing blindly among the thousands racked on the shelves. Rock and roll was almost as much a part of his life as the voices, and it was hard for him to do anything without music playing, and the louder the better. The record he grabbed turned out to be a Motown retrospective. Marvin Gaye, one of the newer members of what Rich sometimes called the All Dead Band, came on singing, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Ooh-hoo, I bet you're wondering how I knew. Not bad, Rich said. He even smiled a little. This was bad, and it had admittedly knocked him for a loop, but he felt that he was going to be able to handle it. No sweat.